got a feeling that Brother Eric's got the message. I feel like the Lord's in arrangements with it. Brother Eric, come on. What the Lord's got in store.
Surely it's good to be here again tonight. The Lord called us to be in this season, out of season, stand in the gap, make up the hedge. And I don't know if I got the message, but I got some scripture on my heart that the Lord gave to me this morning, and I was just kind of chewing on it when everybody was giving testimonies this morning. And would have said something, but I was just still chewing on it by the time we got out of here. And you know, it was mentioned this morning about, I think it was Brother Mike may have mentioned it, and I think Melissa mentioned it before that, about how sometimes we hold on to the failures that we've done, and that we feel like we've failed so much. And I guess I'm probably the world's worst when it comes to hanging on to failures. And as we sat down this morning to pray, when they called for prayer requests, I began to pray to the Lord, and it seemed like it was just a weird experience. You know, it's funny. The Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost will help us pray, and that He will pray with groanings which cannot be uttered. Yeah. Begin to think about that, and when I got up to sit back down and. It's funny how sometimes when you pray, something will come across your lips that you hadn't thought of before. And I was beginning to pray and talk about how, Lord, help me this year, and you know, all the regular stuff we talk about, we ask for prayer requests. And, but I don't know, just the first part of the year just seems like it's a special thing, and you don't want to get it wrong. Amen. You want to get it perfect, you want to get it just right, but as you go along, you find out that it's hard to do that. It's hard to get everything to go just right, and you'll stumble and fall across, you know, sometimes occasions, and it's just hard to get things perfect, and you shouldn't be looking to get things perfect, because you're not going to be perfect in this flesh. You have to ask the Lord and rely on Him and trust in Him to help you. And I begin to think about that, and Lord directed me to a scripture which I'll read here in just a minute. But before we get to there, I'd like for you to turn over to Hebrews chapter 12, very first verse. Now, while you're getting that ready, down here, get my handkerchief, but I don't have. I'm going to read a couple verses here, the first verse and the first part of the second verse. The Bible says, wherefore, now this is just after the faith chapter, okay? Giving us some encouragement, letting us know about the men who had gone before us. Some of them were killed, some of them were persecuted, but they still endured. Not having the promise, but having received, not having received the promise, but that known that it was to come. He says here, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. And that's as far as I'm going to read tonight. First of all, I want you to notice that one thing is people has went on there before us. Amen? Jesus Himself went on this journey before me and you, Brother Jerry, before me and you, Brother Brian, everybody else here. Jesus Himself has suffered and been acquainted with the grief that we feel today. Over there in chapter 4, it tells us that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but He was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. He's already experienced that. He says, you know, we're compassed about with so many witnesses that have endured a lot worse than us. If you read on down further, it talks about ye have not resisted against sin in blood. Amen. You're not resisted striving against sin, resisting unto blood. In verse 4, you've not come to that point yet, but there's people that's gone on before you that had. Amen. He's encouraging these Hebrews here. He said, you know, we've got a great cloud of witnesses that's been there before us. Tells us to hold fast to the profession of our faith. Amen. And He also says here that we're to lay aside every weight. Amen. And the sin. It doesn't say that the weight is the sin, but I tell you what, the weight can lead to that if we hold on to it long enough. I begin to think about that, amen, and I went back over the scripture that I was telling you about earlier, and that's over in Acts chapter 27. I begin to think about this, where Paul and them was being transported as prisoners, getting ready to go to another place, being transported, and it talks about the shipwreck, amen. I begin to think about, now, I don't really have a thought, but I want you to keep in mind the failures and everything, and things that we let hang on to us, and things that we keep in ourselves as a weight, and the things that oppress us. Mm-hmm. Amen. Coming into this new year, we got a lot of baggage, amen, from the old year that still wants to come on into this new year and wants to accompany us to this new year. And I tell you what, there's times when we have to lay that stuff aside and say, you know what, God, it's a brand new start. Every day we wake up is a brand new start. Amen. Well, Brother Brian talked about this morning, about today being the day of salvation. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, every day is another today. Amen. Hey, we're not to look back on the things that have been. We're not to look forward to things that we ain't promised yet. Hey, but we're to live in today and right now. Amen. Because that's what God has blessed us with. Amen. Jesus said that sufficient unto the day or the evil thereof. Amen. He told us not to worry about these things. Hey, but anyway, I begin to think about old Paul there in the ship. Hey, how there was about to be shipwrecked, and Paul was fasting and praying. Hey, and all of a sudden an angel come to him by night. Hey, man, told him that everything is going to be okay. You just go on and you tell the people, you've got to stay in the ship. You've got to stay in the boat. Hey, man, he began to tell him that. And he said in verse 25, Acts 27, he said, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. Amen. Verse 23 says, there stood by me this night an angel of God, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and God hath given all them that sail with thee. Amen. Hey, but I want you to pay special attention to what happened here. Hey, when they realized that there was going to be a little bit of a storm. Amen. And over there it says in verse 29, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion, to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And that's what I was thinking about this morning when I was talking to the Lord. Hey, about so many times failures in my life, I begin to think that, Lord, I just can't continue on because I know I'm just going to fail. I know I'm just going to fall flat on my face again. Lord, I know I promised you this, promised you that, but it seems to never go the way I think it would. Hey, I tell you what, I'm glad to know that God's in control. Amen. He's in control of this old body, and if I just subject my body to Him, then He can make things all right. Amen. He can make things work out. Hey, He said that everything, that if you love God, everything we know works together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Amen. But I begin to think about them both. Now we see this, these men here was going to go over there and under color, he said. In other words, that means they was kind of feigning. They was acting as if they was going to throw the anchors out. What they was really doing was trying to escape the sea. Amen. Trying to escape the storm that was coming. Hey, and sometimes you got to go through the storm. That's what we talked about this morning in Sunday school. Hey, these men were not willing to partake of that storm. Hey, and Paul saw them back there trying to get the lifeboats down. Hey, and he said, except these abide the ship, you'll all perish. Yeah. Hey, the whole lot of you won't be saved unless you get in the ship. Hey, and they said, you know, they found out that it was worth their lives to cut off all hope of being saved. And that is, hey, they cut off the anchor, they cut off the lifeboats there. Yeah. They had to trust solely in God, amen. Had to lead them to shore safely. Hey, man, I tell you what, today's age we live, we don't know what's happened in 2014. Hey, but I guarantee you right now, hey, if you don't cut off the boat and go on, lay aside every weight, hey, that except you knew what God has you to do, then the ship is going to sink.
That's it, Lord. Amen.
That's right.
He said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved.
Yeah.
Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat. See, that the ropes was there. The lifeboat was there in case of emergency. I don't know how many of you have seen the Titanic, but they had all these lifeboats to try to save them from that big ship when it went down. Hey, and Paul said here, he said, you know what? Hey, I know you're looking for an answer, and I know you're looking for another way out.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you don't trust the Lord, you'll be doomed, amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, me and you, as 2014 rolls on, there's going to be times when I fall on my face. There's going to be times when you fall on your face. Proverbs tells me, a just man falleth down, but he rises again seven times. I've heard it said sometimes that you ain't a failure when you fall down. Hey, you're a failure if you stay down. Hey, man, I tell you what, we can do all things through Christ, hey, which strengthens us, and that also means getting back up on our two feet. Hey, if we don't cut off the boat, if we don't cut off the past and say, Lord, I failed you, but guess what? I'm going to look ahead. Hey, the prize which calleth us. Yeah. Amen. I tell you what, Paul said over in Philippians, I think 4:13 or 3:14, one or the other, he talked about forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. Hey, the prize ain't back there. Hey, you left that and you left your country like Abraham had to leave his.
Yeah.
Hey, not to ever return, but to go forward to what God wants you to have. Amen. The prize is before you.
Yeah.
He said in Luke over there, I think it was 6:42, I don't know exactly, but he said, no man which having take hold of the plow looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
And every time me and you start to rely on our past failures and things that we've done wrong in the Lord, hey, even though we've been forgiven for them things, it's hard for me and you to forgive ourselves. Me and you are our own worst enemy sometimes when it comes to doing that stuff. But I tell you what, God said that, hey, if you confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
That's right.
I'm glad we got a God, like you said this morning, that we can go to like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't have to worry about all these sacrifices, all these rituals, all these ordinances. Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. The Bible tells us to look unto Jesus. Look unto the prize and what was before you. Before the joy that was set before Him. That's how He endured the cross. That's how He endured the shame.
Yeah.
That's how He endured all the ridicule He went through, because He had a prize that was far greater than anything He went through.
Amen.
We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says, and I believe it's Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. How easy. Hey, if Peter can get out there in the middle of the water and the waves, take his eyes off the Lord, what do you think how easy it is for me and you to do the same? There's going to be all kinds of things out there fighting us. I begin to think about, the Lord led me over there to about the whole armor of God, and talking about how, hey, we're going to be able to stand, amen, if we just put on that whole armor of God. Hey, because we don't wrestle against things that me and you can see. We wrestle against things that we can't see, like principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. I tell you what, if we're going to fight a spiritual battle, we need to have the spiritual weapons,
amen.
I tell you what, that's what was on my heart about that. He led me over there to the old armor of God. Talk about if you haven't done all you can do, just stand for Him. Amen. Hey, there's going to be times, like I said, we fall flat on our face, but there's going to be a time where we're going to have to say, cut off the bows. Just let it fall. Lay aside that weight. It's holding you down.
Yeah.
You read on down here a little further. I thought it was interesting. It said they ate. Hey, they have been fasting so many days. I think it was 14 or something like that. Hey, and Paul encouraged them to eat, that God was going to deliver them.
Right.
Hey, it said they finally took courage and they ate. Hey, and when they were full, they cast the rest overboard.
Amen.
Talked about they cast the remainder of the wheat. Every wheat.
Yeah.
Amen. Is food bad? No, you got to have food to survive.
Yeah.
You know what God showed me in that? He said, it's okay to push aside the table scraps. Hey, it's okay. Amen. Don't worry about wasting food. When you've got enough, trust that God will take you the rest of the way. He said, when they had eaten, they lightened the ship. And they cast out the wheat into the sea. That's total trust. That now they have no provision. They have no way to escape. And they have no provision, Jerry. They have totally staked their whole life and everything that God is going to deliver them.
Amen.
And these are a bunch of heathen here. Bunch of Romans that don't believe the Jews' doctrine, don't believe the Jews' law. But they believed a man of God. Amen. They believed a man that was anointed of God and got their attention. Hey, well, I tell you what, we need to start believing the Word. We need to start gleaning the things out of the Word. Hey, because in there, that's what gives us strength. That's what gives us courage. It's what gives us motivation to keep going. Hey, if we just go before the Lord and say, Lord, You're the prize, and I'm going to leave everything else behind. Hey, You're worth more to me than my past failures. Hey, than everything I've ever done. I like the way Mike put it today about you being forgiven. Hey, never be remembered against you again. I tell you what, the devil likes to bring that stuff up. Hey, it's easy to get our mind off God.
Amen.
Easy to get our mind off God. I'll say one more thing. Didn't know this was going to come out now. I was wondering when it was going to come out. But I was in the woods the other day. And you know, even though I ain't seen a thing hardly at all in the woods, you think it might be a total loss. But amen, it's just something about my spirit tells me, you know, I've had time to spend with the Lord out there. I've had peace. I've had enjoyment out there in the woods, getting to be out there with my dad. But if I get nothing else out of this year's hunting, I'll get this. And it stuck with me, and I hope it continues to. There was one day I was out there trying to pay attention, and got there watching a bunch of squirrels. I don't know what it is about them animals, but when you go hunt one thing, everything of the other thing will come out. You go hunting deer, well, here comes the squirrels and turkeys. You go hunting turkeys, and here comes the deer and the squirrels. And there's thousands of squirrels out there. I saw 10 or 11 in one day, and they just would not shut up. I got to look at them, and two of them, there was one on this tree, one on that tree, another tree, and all of a sudden you see two of them just going up and down the tree, chasing each other back and forth. And I was looking at it, and it dawned on me, if I keep paying attention to these squirrels, sure enough, a deer's going to come out, and I'm going to miss it. And I got to look for that deer, trying to find the deer, and keep my eyes off this stuff. And it just come to my mind, you know, find the squirrels in your life. Hey, don't pay no attention to them squirrels. If you have to, just shoot them all. Hey, man, I begin to thinking, you know, God, where are the squirrels in my life? Hey, what is it that's distracting me from the true prize? Hey, that's distracting me from what I'm out here hunting for, what I'm out here spending all my time trying my best to be able to get out there and get me some dinner. Hey, what is it? I've been putting all my effort into this, and I'm going to let a bunch of those squirrels, just take all my work and take it away. How many times in life we let little things like little lifeboats, little bags of wheat get us down? Hey, when we need to lighten the load and get them out there and say, Lord, take this away from me. Hey, it's too much for me to bear. I need to go on and press on. Hey, just get these old squirrels out of my life. Take the gospel gun and riddle them with buckshot. Get them out of the trees. Get them out of your life and say, God, I want to be the weapon bearer. I want to be the armor bearer. I want to be one that's got my eyes focused on you. I tell you what, that hasn't left me, and I hope this whole year it doesn't leave me. It's so easy for me to get my mind on multiple things. And I tell you what, there was about 10 squirrels out there that day. Hey, when one would sit still, the other would go hopping around. Hey, I tell you what, the world is just like that. Our fears and failures are just like that. The devil would like nothing more, than to get you and your mind off the Lord with a bunch of little tiny things. I begin to think about the little foxes that spoil the vine. Hey, it might not be one great big thing. Hey, that comes walking through the door that gets your attention, but it might be two or three different little things. Hey, that'll get you where the devil wants you. And that's what we got to be watching for. Amen. Watch and pray. That's what we got to be watching for. And that's what the Lord's gave me tonight. I hope it's been encouraging to you. I hope it's taken as this new year goes on, and hope it's applied to your life. Amen. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Amen. I thank God for being here. I tell you what, somebody might have a need here. Amen. The altar's been open the whole time. I don't feel the need to get a song or any kind of thing like that. I just say, well, let's all stand. Hey, let's just hug each other's necks. And if you have a need, I like what Jerry said this morning. Hey, if you say it's dangerous, stay home. You know, use your own judgment. Hey, I shouldn't have to call an altar call. You should have to use your own judgment. Hey, if you need to have a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. And it's here for you right now. Let's all fellowship.